As you've mentioned, it's a lot like what happens in an abusive relationship.
Yes. I mean, if you know someone that's in an abusive, controlling relationship, and I have a chapter about this in my book, they are very typically very deeply narcissistic people, abusive, controlling partners. They lack empathy. They lack sympathy, very much like a cult leader. And in the same way that a cult breaks people down, changes them, and then isolates them and reinforces that change, an abusive, controlling partner can do the same thing. Yeah. It's been called gaslighting. What Lifton calls in the book Thought Reform, the Psychology of Totalism, mystical manipulation or planned spontaneity, which is the controlling partner, the abusive partner, is systematically chipping away at the person's self-esteem, making calculated comments to make them feel that they're a loser, that they're not really that intelligent, that they're stupid. And so the abusive controlling partner is breaking them down so that they can then change them. And so frequently an abusive controlling partner will say things like, well, why do you hang out with those old girlfriends? Or I don't like that guy. I think he's after you. Or can't we spend more time together? Or let's move and move to another city. And that is socially isolating the person who's being abused. So they're being cut off from old friends and family in a new environment controlled by the abusive controlling partner. So if you know someone that's in an abusive controlling relationship, you can draw parallels between that relationship, which is, if you will, a cult with one leader and one follower, and extrapolate that to a cult with one leader and many followers. But the techniques, the manipulation for control is the same.